Welcome, everybody. Shenaman 985. We're learning today Leilin Nishmas Moshe Deiv Ben Rabaran Zisel Leilin Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Refuah Shlema Noam Avil Ben Leia. Okay, getting back to our malacha of Mavir kindling a light. Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit about, in general, light switches. The issue of taping light switches and covering light switches. There's a whole, we're not going to get into right now, but there's various different halachas when it comes to reading. For example, reading by a light, in general, a candle. Most of us in general don't read by a candle, but it does come up sometimes, which again, we're not getting into those halachas right now. In reference to reading by a lamp, might have a dimmer, whatever, be it as it may, but there's a whole gezera, when there's oil, for example, and there's a lit lamp, gezera shemiyata. Somebody might, they're reading, so it's hard for them to read, small print or whatever, so they might tilt the lamp with oil. Again, in general, we don't have that today, but what the place can bring down, which I want to talk about in general, the problem or issue, if you want to call it, arises in general, regular light switches. Many times there's dimmers on light switches, many times just in general light switches. Now, what happens, and obviously, we all understand, we don't turn on the light, we don't turn off the light. That's not the issue. But the issue is that many times it does come up. I know even by myself, a person, you know, wakes up in the middle of the night, they go to get a drink, or they go into the kitchen, or whatever, and the light happens to be off. And the normal way, I walk into the kitchen, the normal way, I do it 1,000 times a day, let's say, you know, whatever, my hand automatically goes to the switch and flips it up, you know, and a person might wake up in the middle of the night, or let's say a child or something like that, whatever the case is. And it's a lot of times it happens and it's problematic. Obviously there's a whole schmooze in the poskim, whether that's considered b'shoigig, and many poskim taka paskim that will be a b'shoigig, as opposed to some place can sometimes say it's misasek, in other words, whereby I just do it so much by rote, I don't even have a mind. But there are many places can say that it's taka b'shaygeg, which, again, is running into a problem. So what's the Eitz HaToiva? And as everybody knows, we try and cover the light switches. We tape it before Shabbos. Nowadays, they have, many people buy these covers that have magnets on it. They don't have magnets on it. We've spoken a little bit about it in the past, and it's very simple. A lot of the switches, you should put the magnet on. It's like a long type of a magnet, and it goes right onto the switch, and it stays there till after Shabbos, and then you pull it off. It's a very simple thing. I know by us, we have it in shul, and they stay at one place, so this is one type of thing. Sometimes people tape up the light. Sometimes they have other type of light colors, but it is an important thing that the Sfarim bring down, the place can bring down, in order to tape up the lights, especially when there's dimmers on it and switches in general, and especially moreover in places like a kitchen or whatever, whereby people are, you know, very used to just flipping up the light, and you go back and forth 20 times in an hour, whatever the case is, you know, a dining room, whatever the case is. Putting it on, putting it off, just to read real quickly from the Sefer Pesukei Tshuvos brings it down, a whole bunch of others from, just real quickly to read from the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos from this Rabbi Berkowitz who wrote various different halacha from Rabelski, Zech Tzadik Levrach. He says like this on page 121, one who has a light with a dimmer should make sure to tape down the switch. Because a dimmer, it could be very similar also to the shemayata, whereby in the olden days, like we said, they used to have it was like a wick with oil or whatever, and there was a gezerah where not to read next to it. Okay, again, we're not getting into all those halachas, but the dimmers are very similar to that. One who has a light, a switch with a dimmer, he says, should make sure to tape down the switch, or put the switch to the highest setting before Shabbos. This is what he says. He says, if one has a three-way light that can be adjusted, it has the same status of a light with a dimmer. One should tape down any switch that has the ability to be adjusted. So he's bringing down from this firm also that it's even more so that whereby this the lights with the dimmers on it or adjustments on it would be very similar to this type of light with the the wick inside of oil, where there's a gezeira of shemiyata and so on. But be it as it may, in general, one should be careful to, as much as possible, tape up all the switches before Shabbos, whereby one might come to turn it on. And even on Shabbos itself, sometimes it happens, somebody forgets, not to put tape so much, but again, when it comes to these covers on the switches that have the two magnets on it, we've spoken about again in the past, when we did talk about magnets, I know by us sometimes in shul, let's say people forget, so the question is, let's say on Shabbos, could I put it on? In general, most poskim are makel as far as magnets go, when it's something that's not going to stay there. Obviously, a light switch is not something that's going to stay there. You're just putting it on Shabbos. So it should be put on before Shabbos. Somebody forgot, you could just go ahead and just put it right on cover the switch on Shabbos with this magnet cover. It's like a long type of a cover. Now, the only question is, only one has to be extremely careful. They have to know if they're able to do it without, turning off the light. Sometimes a person's hand is not so steady, and then when you go ahead and put on this magnet, you could hit the light, hit the switch, and then it could, turn off the light. But if a person knows, it's not a problem. Like, just put it on. Even on Shabbos itself, putting it on would not be a problem. Now, putting tape on top of the switches on Shabbos itself, let's say pre-cut tape, obviously you're not allowed to cut tape on Shabbos, but pre-cut tape, is questionable. If somebody knows, it'll be there for less than 24 hours and they won't forget to take it off. Would be some poskim that it would be okay, but one should be careful with tape. It does get a little bit more problematic because of the fact when you tape something down, and it's there more than 24 hours, and somebody leaves the tape there for more than 24 hours, that would be running into a problem. As far as the malacha of toifer, sewing. Taping is part of the malacha of sewing. So that is could be of an issue. But if somebody knows it's going to be there less than 24 hours, short period of time, and they're afraid that people might come and they have pre-cut tape, of course, it's just a real quick thing, there would be those who would be makel. But one should be careful, like we always talk about, again, backtracking to our famous list that we've spoken about many times. One should put on the list, one of the things to do, and you have on these lists that are pre-made from, they put out in the shul, sometimes lately they've been putting out these beautiful, it's a list of things where people should keep in mind before Shabbos, and one of them is to make sure that the lights are covered, switches are covered, whether it's with the tape, whether it's with the covers, with the magnets, however the person wants to cover it, because of the fact, like we said, it's people by rote. People are not, people by rote, the hand flips there automatically, and it's a very important thing. And then once it happens, somebody by mistake turned off the light, turning on maybe is not a major problem, but if the person didn't realize, they flipped off, and then they realize the chab, they veyed Shabbos, or sometimes a kid, or whatever, people by rote, then you got a problem putting it back on, because like we said, especially an incandescent bulb, that's a problem. I mean, a fluorescent, many poskim do say that it would be Rabbanon, so then it becomes problematic working with a guy, possibly with the fluorescent, to call a guy. That would be, obviously a person can't put it on themselves, so with a fluorescent it might be a little bit easier. We could say possibly shvus to shvus, but makom mitzvah. But again, we're not getting into all those halachas now at all. That's more of a complicated sugya, mir la'akam, and how to work it. But just the point of today's shir that I want to bring out is not so much halacha l'maisa, but the importance of one should be very careful to cover up that when there's dimmers, when there's switches, when there's various different type of switches around the house that people are used to flipping on and off to make sure that they are covered. Now, if somebody has a switch in a room that's totally not used, nobody walks into, okay, that's not an issue. We're talking about switches and dimmers and these type of things in places whereby people are ruggled, they're used to going. Kitchen, dining room, bathroom for sure. I mean, bathroom is a place people walk in the middle of the night, and they have, people have no idea. The hand just flips and that's it. People are half out of it when they wake up. I know by myself, at 2 a.m, I don't know if I'm coming or going, and then all of a sudden, Yechap Bevei, it's Shabbos. How many times people wake up, they don't even realize that it's Shabbos. I mean, this is part of a person sleeps, Gesunta Heit. You wake up, it takes a couple of minutes to get your senses back. But in the meantime, things could take place and it's problematic, whereby there are who do say that this would be a problem of being over an aveira b'shogeg. So we have to be very, very careful. Thank you for listening. As lachem racha kol tov.